Chapter 4. Darkness. At 3 in the morning, the chief Sussex detective, obeying the urgent call from Sergeant Wilson of Burlston, arrived from headquarters in a light dogcart behind a breathless trotter. By the 5:40 train in the morning, he had sent his message to Scotland Yard, and he was at the Burlston station at 12 o'clock to welcome us. White Mason was a quiet, comfortable-looking person, in a loose tweed suit, with a clean-shaved ruddy face, a stoutish body, and powerful bandy legs adorned with gaiters, looking like a small farmer, a retired gamekeeper, or anything upon earth except a very favourable specimen of the provincial criminal officer. "A real downright snotter, Mr. MacDonald," he kept repeating. "We'll have the pressmen down like flies when they understand it. I'm hoping we'll get our work done before they get poking their noses into it and messing up all the trails. There has been nothing like this that I can remember." "There are some bits that will come home to you, Mr. Holmes, or I am mistaken. And you also, Dr. Watson, for the medicos will have a word to say before we finish. Your room is at the Westville Arms. There's no other place. But I hear that it is clean and good. The man will carry your bags. This way, gentlemen, if you please." He was a very bustling and genial person, this Sussex detective. In 10 minutes we had all found our quarters. In 10 more we were seated in the parlour of the inn and being treated to a rapid sketch of those events which have been outlined in the previous chapter. MacDonald made an occasional note, while Holmes sat absorbed with the expression of surprised and reverent admiration with which the botanist surveys the rare and precious bloom. "Remarkable," he said when the story was unfolded. "Most remarkable. I can hardly recall any case where the features have been more peculiar."
"I thought you would say so, Mr. Holmes," said White Mason in great delight. "We're well up with the times in Sussex. I've told you now how matters were up to the time when I took over from Sergeant Wilson between 3 and 4 this morning. My word, I made the old mare go. But I needn't have been in such a hurry, as it turned out, for there was nothing immediate that I could do. Sergeant Wilson had all the facts. I checked them and considered them, and maybe added a few of my own."
"What were they?" asked Holmes eagerly.
"Well, I first had the hammer examined. There was Dr. Wood there to help me. We found no signs of violence upon it."